represents us. So.
Oh, okay. Well, or we should
be on the call.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just, I dial the number that is on our sheet. Should I be calling Jim?
Yeah, I can try and
okay.
add him to the phone call.
Why don't you do that?
Okay. Yeah. 1 second.
This is the number she called and gave, though. That's the one I just called.
Yeah, you could tell she...
3150.
Well, in other words, if you take our value that we had in 23 and take it times...
1.15 and 2.4.
Our value increase.
It comes to 3.262.
Yeah, it would only increase it slightly.
Right.
Do you want to look at their income approach here? You're welcome to.
This is the one we're going to have to ask Ulrich why it went up where it did.
Okay, yeah.
Because none of this makes sense. And
yeah,
they didn't even
sense.
Have the index, because when this was put in for the BOE last time, it got put in as an override. So it doesn't even have an index to it. It's a flat rate, no index.
That still wouldn't make sense as to why it went up, I guess, if it was supposed to be stuck there.
But why did it go up 27? I don't know. I can't answer that for you right now.
Okay.
Hopefully I've combined.
Jim, are you there?
Is everyone here?
I am here. Perfect.
Hi, Jim.
Perfect.
We got the number on our sheet had us calling Kelsey, so sorry about that.
Okay.
First of all, we figured out that the number that was sent on the index card is off. Shouldn't have, but there should only have been a factor increase this year from our BOE decision, which was $3,150,000. Should have been a factor increase of, I think, how much was the?
1.15 is all it should have been.
Well, it should have been up.
Only 1.15?
It should have been up only 1.15. Which is going to put you in the 3,200,000 range, but you guys are still asking for the income approach valuation, which is 2,860,000, I think. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, you know, Belk looked at it several different ways when they reviewed these matters. Part of it is comparable assessments. We do look at a cost issue because most systems are designed as cost systems. So, you know, we do look at that. And then, of course, you know, we look at, on an income basis, both from what we believe the projected rent might be, and then we also back into the value based on that number. So,
all right, Jim, with,
yeah,
with respect to 2023, did you do the appeal then?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And when we valued it at that time, were we looking at an income approach then too, or was it, I just, if you can remember, refresh my memory.
Well, the answer is my submission was very much the same. I mean, obviously, the cap rate would have varied slightly.
Right. Sure.
I don't remember exactly what the cap rate was, but the suppositions were very much the same as this case.
So, in other words, we came down, but probably not to where you wanted it.
That correct.
In 23. Okay. Given what we've done with other properties of this type, I think it would be reasonable to go to 3.
3 was the number I had in mind.
I agree.
All right. Jim, we're given, I mean, it's not just your property, you know, the brick and mortar type of stores. We've seen this, seen these issues. We're inclined to go down to three, which gives you obviously some relief, but that's what we're, that's what we're looking at. As to BOE 577, I make a motion that we set the appraised value at $3
million. Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Was that $2 million even?
Three.
$3 million. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
$3 million. Okay. Thank you, guys. And you'll get your decision within a few days. If you're wanting to appeal to the Tax Commission, of course, those instructions will be on there. Okay? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Bob, did you get yours resolved or not, or mostly?
Here's what I would say. We don't have all of the properties yet, and what we have needs to be absorbed by us. We've looked at a couple of them, and a couple of them look fine. It's acceptable to us, but we haven't looked at most of them, and we need time to absorb it.
There's been good help from the assessor's office.
Very good.
This morning they sent a list, but 11 parcels were missing on that. So okay. I had to circle back and they're working on that.
All right. Yeah, and
I know they got
sometimes it's just a time question, and so they just, you know, they're able sometimes when you get in here to figure out that you could have worked it out if they had just had time to get with you before. But as far as this goes, I mean, guys, we're going to be here this afternoon, obviously. We're probably going to have to come back in the morning a little bit. I don't know. But we'd like to get it done today if we can. But I just don't know if is that going to be a function of somebody in your office, Susan, or theirs?
As of yesterday, I wasn't available tomorrow morning, but now I am.
Are you able by later today to potentially?
Prefer tomorrow morning.
Okay.
But if you want to work it out this afternoon, can you get down there with Dan?
Are you not here till 10?
I'm not here till 10 in the morning. That's correct.
All right. Jesse, you were planning on being here tomorrow at 10?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have some set at 9 already?
Yeah.
I think we set somebody at 9.
Yeah, I believe so.
I'd like to see if we could bump him till 10.
He's the guy you sent to help us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's the one who needs to help you with this right now. So.
Who is that?
You want to go down there and work with all of those.
He's got.
But aren't they all the same?
The one who's going to. He's going to go with a bunch of
the certain
people.
But not the other ones.
But then he has to have his person.
Because we're reconciling it on our end.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, at the end of the docket today, we're going to look at those and see if we can do something with them. All right, guys, we're going to put you on the docket or table it till tomorrow at 10 if you want, but we will, if you can get it resolved today, or if you can let us know, if you're satisfied with those, we can make the motion. You don't have to be here again. Okay.
I could just call in, or Bob could call
just
in.
Just have Bob call into this
clerk's
office.
I've asked them to go down. They've agreed. They're going to go down and work with Dan until it's resolved.
Right. It looks like
and they'll
we're
just bring.
Right.
So we've got, well, if I recall, are there like 16? 17. I'm trying to remember which ones his were.
And all the next ones in a row.
This is all Dan Shepherd. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Yeah, this is what we had so far.
26 in total.
So this is what we have, and the notices we're missing.
Oh, here we are. So we're back. We're down to page 26, 5, 9. There's one in between there. 12, 16. Bob, you said there was 17? Yep, looks like I can.
He's saying there's 26.
I got 17, okay.
I'm
not going to bother with tabling it unless you guys don't get back to us today, and then I'll table it until tomorrow. So I'll just leave it alone for now.
You'll leave it alone for now.
If we don't hear from you by the end of our session today, we'll move it to tomorrow.
So the question here is, they found extra stuff, but I don't know that they actually have appeals on those. The ones that we had down for the appeals.
I know how many appeals I have because I can look at my email.
17. Yeah.
Okay. So now you're saying there's 26.
Yeah. Right.
Just talk. See what you work out. If you don't, if you can, you can't. You know.
Okay.
We'll deal with them. Okay.
All right. I'm working on them right now.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I mean, we may, she may not be able to do anything with the ones that weren't appealed, but.
Well, I understand.
Okay. All right, guys. All right, if I'm correct here, our next one is, we've got BOE 137 and 138. Why did we continue these last time?
Low income.
Oh, the guy from Arkansas?
Yeah.
You need a cap rate and a reserve.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Susan, I can tell you that my thoughts, and kind of talked, you know, just he, the what is it, cost? What's the program that you guys?
CoStar.
CoStar program. He seems to have more specific data from CoStar than even the assessor and Christian. And Christian's different than Taney. But it's given a value of 9.7, and it'll
7.
End up being
9.
Huh?
7.9,
excuse me. 7.9, which with adding in the effective tax rate will come out around 8.1, it sounds like. But if that's what CoStar is saying for Branson, I think that that's got to be.
Well, you just need to make a decree. You want it 7.9 plus the effective tax rate.
Yeah.
Plus what percent reserves do you want?
Right. As far as the reserve goes, whether that's percentage, I mean, if we make it actual, then it's going to be based on whatever they provide you. Is that right?
It's going to take forever to find all those. I need to give you an answer here today.
Yeah. I think we could put it at. They were, in other words, they're saying that their actual is in excess of the amount that you are doing, which is
3%.
3% or $350.
No, ours is a 3% reserve.
Yours is a 3% reserve, and they're saying that it's higher than that.
So they're saying
it's 300 on newer properties, and then the older properties go up. It seems like. Daniel's properties, he said some of his were at 400 and 450, if I recall correctly.
You mean 4%?
3 to 3.5% is what they, the numbers that they were giving was 3.5. She was at 3 and they were 3.5.
You're at 3 and they were at 3.5? Okay.
We're talking about the restricted reserves?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Now, but what did Mark, the guy that's on these properties, what did he say that he was asking for on his, as far as the effective reserve? I mean, did he say that that's, well, he was saying that he's taken the same courses as you and he thinks that you can use.
No, Mark Williams is the older gentleman that has.
Okay,
Daniel,
not Mark.
Daniel from Arkansas.
Dan
Shepherd's from,
okay,
Arkansas.
What did he say was the that he thought the that you can use for the reserve? What was his position on that? Just trying to remember.
Let me pull out a stack of papers.
I thought his was an actual dollar amount. Is what he was saying.
Which was three. Well, that was for his properties,
yeah.
350.
So again, we run these on an Excel spreadsheet. We can change a percentage, or we can put a price per unit. When you say that, and these will all feed in and give us the amount that we're asking for.
In the documentation that he had, I'm just wondering what number he had, because I want to make sure that we make this motion.
So
consistent.
I'm just looking at one of his properties, and it says 4% reserves. $300 is what he had. That's where he got the 300, because
yeah,
it was at 4%.
Yeah.
That's on this countryside.
Which probably increases the property ages.
Yes. So countryside is one of his.
Mm-hmm.
He has older properties. But what I gather from his argument is that the cap rate with CoStar, he gave us one specifically for Branson, which is in CoStar's information.
Yeah, he has the 4% reserves, and he has the 7.9% cap rate with an effective tax rate of 0.96 for an 8.86 loaded cap.
Okay. My thought would be, and because